Boker, tell me we're up to the bottom, page 37. Moving on to page 38. Starting Simon Kuf, Lamed Zayin, Kama Pesuchim, Tzrichim, Likrok, Lucho Echad. We have a Tzura of Kriyas HaTorah, and the Tzura that Chazal set up for us has to follow certain rules. Okay, one of the rules is that we're going to see over here, you have to have at least 10 Pesuchim in a Kriyas HaTorah, except for one example, as we'll soon see. And furthermore, if you have 3 aliyahs, 10 psukim, you have to have at least 3 psukim in each aliyah. And obviously, one of the aliyahs then is going to have 4. Says the mechaber over here, spelling this out for us. Biyom shekarin gimel, in a day that we have 3 aliyahs, I know Monday, Thursday, and mincha and Shabbos, ain't karin pachos me'asar psukim. You're not allowed to read less than 10 psukim. Vayidaber olamin aminyan, vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor. That counts as a pasuk, even though, as the Mishabura writes, that we do not learn any chidushim from that pasuk. Nevertheless, that's considered a pasuk of one of the 3. Why dafka 10? What's the union of having 10 pesukim dafka? Says the Mishabura, Zikot and Aleph, Isa b'gemara, Shinizkan k'neged asar dibros. Either it's k'neged asar dibros, or k'neged asar ma'amaros, Sheba'a nivra olam, or the asar ma'amaros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with, like it writes in Pirkei Avos, 10 divors that the world was created with. Why Dafka these things? That's you could think about why Dafka wanted to neck the Saras Dibros and Asar Mamaros. That's something to think about. Visolik Inyana. The Botsar Measar Psukim. If the Inyan ends after less than 10 psukim, 9 psukim, Kigon Parshas Amalek shall aim by Ella Tep Sukim, Shapir Dami, like the Parsha of Amalek that we read on Purim. Purim is the one Kriyas HaTorah that we have, that we only have 9 psukim and not 10. And even then, the minhag of the Sfardim is to repeat the last pasuk again, and therefore they end up with 10 psukim. But nevertheless, we see over here in the Pshat the Mechaber, sorry, for the Gemara Megillah, says over there, since the Inyan ends, after 9 psukim, it's good enough, right, it's good enough to have only 9 psukim and not Kriyas HaTorah. Writes the Mishnah Berurah over here, why Dafka? By this parsha of Amalek, we allow us to have 9 psukim. Not only it's solik in Yana, says the Mishnah Berurah, kiyom parsha Amalek shekarim bepurim, the lo ratzu chazal lahosiv alam ezeb psukim. Chazal could have added a couple more psukim. So you read the parsha right before, the parsha right after. Chazal dafka wanted to have 9 psukim for this aliyah, for this kriya, milamata ulamala, lirames, dimimnesha Amalek garan lios Hashem ekise kavod chasr. Because Amalek, at least they tried to have the Kisei Kavod to be Chaser, Kidichtiv Kiyad al Kis Ka, Kach Yu Parsh Yosef Chaser, and therefore we want to have this Tafka, this Parsha, to be Chaser. They wanted a lesson in the Mount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, so we want to Mirami to that, and therefore we have one less Pasuk in this Kriyas HaTorah, as opposed to all the other Kriyas. So that's the valve, you have to have at least 10 Psukim. And not finish up here. Yes. Steve Bates. Ein korinim kol echad pachos migivol pesukim. You can't split it up 2-2 and then 6 pesukim. It has to have at least 3 pesukim in each layer for someone to have a bracha before a bracha after. It has to have at least 3 pesukim. Ein kol echad pachos migivol pesukim. Shnayim korin kimol migivol ve'echad korei dal. And the last person or one of the people will read 4 pesukim. Now the Gemara Megillah has a machlokas. We'll soon see it's not so lemaisa for us, but just to understand the rest of the mechaber over here, it says, which aliyah should give the 4 psukim? Should the first aliyah, the middle aliyah, or the last aliyah? And the Gemara explains that each aliyah has its own maila. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, look at that, the Eza, first we finish the mechaber, the Eza, Mem, Shikari, Dalet, or Eza, Meshubach. If either aliyah that ends up reading the four psukim, the first aliyah, middle aliyah, or last aliyah, Ariza, Meshubach, it's a good thing, it's fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikat and Dalek Klomer, Demisha Kore Yoter Mishubach Yoter. The one who reads extra pasuk, he's reading more Kedusha, he's reading more Torah, so he's more Mishubach. V'im Arishon Kore Dalek Mishubach. If the first person reads it, that's also Mishubach. Why? Dematzin Liolam Achashiv Chashiv Kodim. Because we all know the first person usually is the most Chashiv one, so it's over here, that person can get Dalek. Uba menorah matzin shem tzai mishubach. By the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, the middle candle was, all the candles were facing the middle one, so the middle aliyah has a reason to be mishubach. V'macharon karadal. If the last person reads 4 psukim, yesh lomer demalai mikodesh v'im oridim, we have a concept nalacha, that we go up in Kedusha, and we don't go down. So each aliyah has its own maila, so either of the aliyahs that you read 4 psukim is totally fine. Nevertheless, if you skip down 5 lines, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Achshav nis pashet aminah." Nowadays, the minhag is shekarim b'mincha b'shabbos ubeiz vehei kol aparsha rishona shal seder shekru b'shabbos haba. Basically, the rule is that we read the whole Kohen Aliyah of the next Shabbos, and we split it up into three aliyahs, automatically. Kakatuba Sidurim, like it's found in Sidurim, Mutsim, Avsakat, Parsha, Gibel Adashim, Vim Shira Miserazena Ma'akiv. If you change the Seder, it's not Ma'akiv. You don't have to end there, as long as you follow the rules that we'll soon learn in the upcoming Simanim of where you're allowed to stop, where you're not allowed to stop. So basically, just follow whatever the Seder says, and that's fine. If someone does it a little bit different, it's not Ma'akiv, Raksha Alkoponim, Lo Yivchos Lechem, because we give Mufsukim, as long as you don't, cut off, any of the Leos has less than three Pesukim. That's the general rule over here. Where exactly to stop, we have Minang based on where the Sidurim tell you to stop, but it is not Ma'akev. Gimel. Im dileg Pasuk Echad velo Kra'o. What happens if you skip a Pasuk? So, we have three different dinim over here. We're going to split it up into Mincha and Shabbos, Monday and Thursday is one din. Shabbos is a second din. And then, holidays, Chagim, ours is a third din. So, if it happens at Mincha Shabbos, Obebezeh, or Monday and Thursday, Vikara Asara Psukim below Pasuk Amadulag, and you read all together, you read 10 Psukim, minus the Pasuk that you had skipped, and we'll soon see later, and obviously you also read 3 Psukim in each Aliyah, and you ended up with at least 10 Psukim, Eino Chozer, even though you skipped the whole Pasuk, you don't have to go back and read it again. Obviously, they realize right away, you should don't go ahead and read the Pasuk. We're talking about where he finished the Aliyah already. They're done with everything. You don't have to go back. Vim lav. If you do not read 10 psukim, then you have to be chozer. Then you have to go back. What does that mean to go back? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lav chozer, hainu shekar rak 10 psukim. Pena kol, if you only read 9 psukim. Even though in Siv Dalad we'll sing later on, if you read 9 psukim, b'diyevet, according to the Mechaber, you're going to be Yotze, because you see by Parshas HaMalek, you're Yotze with 9 psukim. So why over here we say if you only read 9 psukim, it's not going to be good? Says the Mishra Bro, da'aftim avor lekami b'siv dalad b'diyevet nikra v'krotes b'na kol yotze. If you read 9 altogether, you're going to be Yotze. Hacha, over here, d'yeshtei ru'usos. You have two bad things going on. Shepiches miyud psukim. Number one, you have less than 10 psukim. V'gam dileg v'emso. We're also talking about you also skipped the pasuk. So that fact that you did two bad things over, even though you read 9 psukim, garat feve chozer. We're going to make you go back and read another pasuk. V'hai chozer. That which we say you go back. Hainu nizkar la'achar shvar berach bracha achrona. Chozer mevarach lefaneha. You're going to have to go back and make a new bracha. The Kari Pasuk Zay Mochne Psukim, you go back to the Pasuk you skipped, you read another Psuk, say two Psukim in order that you have at least three over here, and then he makes another Bracha. Then he closes the Torah. You don't have to finish off and go back to what you already read. Whatever you read, your Yotze, you just have to get three Psukim, including the Pasuk that you skipped, and that's how you go back and do it in this case. Okay? That's by Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday. Aval b'Shabbos. If this happens at Shabbos, afilu dileg pasuk echad, even if you skip one pasuk in the Mishnah Berurah, not even one pasuk, you skip one word. Okay? One letter even if, okay? Even if you skip one letter, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu mixas min pasuk echad, afilu rak teva achas. Tzarech lasa likroso. In this case, on Shabbos, chozer rekore, you're automatically always gonna go back and have to read again, no matter how many psukim you've read, cause on Shabbos is the time we finish, we're Masada Sedra, we have to go through the whole Sedra, we have to make sure that we say all the aliyahs. Even if you already put the Torah back in the Aron Kodesh, v'yomer Kaddish, you already said Kaddish, chozer v'korei hu shnaimimo. You have to go back and read the pasuk you skipped, and another two pasukim with it. Once again, you go back to wherever you skipped, you misskipped in the middle of Revi, you read chamishi, shishi, shvi, mafter of Torah, you put the Torah, Sefer Torah back, you bring the Sefer Torah out again, you call up the person, another person to the Torah, you read the pasuk that you skipped, plus another two psukim either before that pasuk or after that pasuk, and then you close up the Torah again, and you can put the Torah back in the Aron Kodesh. Okay, and then you finish the whole Seder, and everything's going to be good. Okay, v'afil hiftari, pal musaf, chozer v'kari, you need the Haftorah, even if they already daven musaf, you have to go back and read again. That's the dinim by Shabbos. Parshias ha-moadim. What are parshias ha-moadim? Because on one hand, you're going to read these parshios anyways on a different Shabbos. You're always going to read the parshios of Modimar. We're going to get an Emor. We're going to get Pinchas. Whatever it might be, we're going to read that on a parshio. Even if you skip a pasuk, you're going to end up reading those pasuk again. That's on one hand. Therefore, it's a parsa modim kimo mincha b'shabbos v'sheni b'chamishi. Their general din is like mincha and Shabbos and sheni b'chamishi. L'fishi kfar karu a parsa shabbos olahen. Because you're already read, or you will read the parshas that these parshas are read from. Therefore, you're not going to be missing these psukim. So even if you skip a pasuk, you do not have to go back by the parshas amuadim. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah and says over here, it really depends. Because there's certain psukim that were mechuyev to read on the Parsha Yemodim. You skipped the Iker psukim at Sukkis, and you skipped the psukim that talk about Sukkis, so you missed the Iker part of the Kriyas HaTorah. So forget about the fact that you're not going to finish the Parsha. The fact that you're going to finish the Parsha at some other part, at some other time of the year, will you read this Parsha again? But you missed the Iker chiyev of the Kriya of the day. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, top line on page 39 says, "I'm a maganav from Shikatov. Do it in dileg is a psukim apsukim shikarim b'sever Torah shniyal amafter. Avor chovas yom. Then a psukim korim is a sheinu choser. Im lo shechiser ikarin shal psukim legamrei. Unless you miss the ikar psukim legamrei. If you skip by the korbanos, the korban of that day, so you miss the whole point of reading the Kriyas Torah, and therefore you're going to have to go back and read those psukim again. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. And then the Ber Halacha says further." Says the Ber Halacha Parshias Amoadim, says, "I am Mishnah Berurah Mashi Chladnu B'Shem Eli Rabba Linen Korbanos Amusafim, Dim Dilei Meker Chovas Ayom Dechozer." I'm in the bottom of page 38 in the Ber Halacha, over here, Parshias Amoadim. He says, "Ulafiza Nira. You skip what's the ikar part of that yantav. Kigom, b'chagasukos, shalo kara parshas chagasukos klal. Rakra, chamisha kurim ad tishbu shushabetchem." You read, we have to get five aliyahs in, so we add many other psukim that are not connected to sukkahs. So over here, if you read all those psukim, but you skip the part about sukkahs, then you're gonna have to go back. After the tzarich lachzer of liftach a sefer likruah zu a parsha bebracha lefanav lachra, he had to bring the sefer Torah out again, make new brachas and read those parshios. So that's halacha lemaisa over here. Shabbos and mincha, Monday and Thursday, you basically never have to go back as long as you read three psukim of three aliyahs and you have 10 psukim all together. After that, you don't care. Even if you skip the pasuk, you don't have to go back. Shabbos, basically, you always have to go back because you can't be missing anything on Shabbos. And Parshas Moedim, it all depends. What are you missing? If you're missing something that's not the ikar part of the Moed, then you do not have to go back like Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha. But if you're missing the ikar part of the Kriyas HaTorah, then we're going to have to make you go back. Adkan for today.